We start our meeting at 9. I'm going to put down 9.
Yep. Okay, meeting of the, regular meeting of the Board of Directors of Mountain Valley Association, June 11th, 2022. And Bill is absent. He resigned with a phone call on 6/9. The rest of the board is present. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I will. Do you have another copy?
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Would anybody like to second the adopting the agenda?
I'll second.
Any opposed? Public comments for non-agenda items? No public. Approved minutes from regular meeting of April 9th. Would anybody like to approve them or would you like them read?
I'll approve them.
Anybody want a second?
I'll second.
Any opposed? Reports of officers, directors. Does anybody have anything they need to report on?
Only that Gaylord wants to be on the road crew.
Okay, we'll put that in the minutes when we get to road repairs.
Okay.
Discussion and possible action appointing secretary to fill current vacancy. By law, we have to have a secretary. I've been filling in, but by law, I cannot be secretary because I'm president. Would anybody like to volunteer?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay, we can go another month, and like I said, we're going to be discussing, that's going to be the next item anyway, is we'll be discussing how we're going to get new directors. Okay.
That'll be in that letter.
Yep. Okay, so that gets us to discussion and possible action to recruit new directors. And as we've all pretty much come to the conclusion, we're all tired and we all want to retire.
Yeah,
so, I will add an addendum to the newsletter that hasn't gone out yet and get it out and let everybody know that somebody needs to step up by the next meeting and show up to the meeting to be appointed to start taking over. And with Bill's resignation, we've got one absence already.
And we give him a date that we're all going to be retiring?
If we can't find anybody that's going to step up and take over, then it's going to go defunct. Because I don't think any of us are going to be willing to stick around any longer.
Nope.
Defunct after what?
Well, we'll have to see at the next meeting if anybody shows up and expresses an interest in taking on, and then we can make a decision at that point.
We'll get contacts because they'll be wanting to know where's the money going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the money cannot go to anybody. Right. It has to stay in the association.
Yeah.
That's one of the things about being a nonprofit.
Yeah.
That money can never go anywhere else.
Can't go to anybody privately.
No.
No.
It's against the law. So it can't go, in fact, it can't be refunded to the members even.
Yeah, that's fine.
It can't be refunded. Okay. So anyway, I'll put that in the newsletter that we will be retiring and that they need to show up at the next meeting and we need to get a board appointed.
Well, the reason why I was thinking, giving them a date that we are planning on retiring on
next meeting.
Give them the next meeting.
What's the next meeting? July what?
July 9th, is it?
Something like that.
Something like that.
That's on here. Yep, July 9th.
Yeah. Yeah. So that way, that's why I said, and you got to give a date because if you just said we're going to be retiring, well, we could have said that 6 months ago, and we're still here.
Yeah.
You know. So
we need a date. We're retiring on July 9th.
July 9th. Randy, will we still have our yearly dues that are due?
Who's going to send out the report?
Yeah, send it out.
Yeah, there's a new board.
One of the problems we're going to have is if we're going to resign, then we have to let the management company know that there's not going to be anybody sign checks so that they can wash their hands of it too. Because
and no one's going to be picking up the mail.
If there's no board, nobody can sign checks.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pick up the mail anymore after that. Mm-hmm. It's just going to pile up in the box.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't let it just pile up in the box. We can sell that one. We can't. Yeah, the HOA bottom. We could sell that box.
We can't because there's no board.
That's right.
Can't even sell the stuff.
Yeah.
Can't do nothing. That just ends it right there.
I don't know what to do with the mail that comes in. Just
let it pile up.
I'll just turn in the key. Then I don't have to worry about it.
And what you can always say is hold it at the post office.
Just leave it there.
Turn in the key to who?
Yeah.
To our president.
He resigned.
No, I know.
You can put it in the mailbox.
There you go.
Then we can't get it out at all. I can send it to the, or give it to you, and you can send it to the management company.
But the management company can't work either because they can't get paid.
Yeah, well, nobody, what you do with that, the key is that bend in, that there's nobody to take over with the key, you send it back to the mailbox.
Yeah, it's going
to
be, it will be a mess.
The post office officially owns the, you know.
I will also talk to our attorney and see what they suggest, how we handle this. It may be that we send everything to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be. I will talk tomorrow about, you know, later.
Because maybe that's what we do, is we send them a retainer.
Yeah.
A check to pay for their services and send everything to them, and they sit on it until either a judge or appoints a receiver, or the people out here decide to form a board.
It's going to have to be a good-sized retainer, because it's going to last a while. But anyway, that's a good idea, if we can get our...
I'll see what the attorney thinks.
Yeah. And then I'll send him a key.
Yeah.
But I don't have any address.
Okay, well, there's no action for that because we don't even have anybody here to try and get him on the board, so.
Yeah.
That gets us to discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures, and everything's pretty much where it's been. Let's see.
We do have to make payments on anything we owe.
Oh, yeah.
That letter I gave you, that has to be paid too, doesn't it? Property.
Yep, property taxes. Well, let the county have the roads.
Yeah.
That'd be one way. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Let them take them for back taxes and they own them.
That's right.
Well, if that snuck through, they would be livid.
Yeah.
If they ended up taking them for back taxes and owned the damn roads.
And have to keep them up.
Yes, they have to keep them up. Yay!
Oh,
good idea.
Wow, that would be interesting. Or if somebody that's just doesn't do their due diligence and buys it at the tax sale, because the public access and stuff is all part of the deed. They can't get rid of that. So even if they buy it, they still have to let everybody use them.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they're responsible for maintaining them, because if they don't maintain them and somebody gets hurt, they get sued.
So just don't even have to open that.
That might be the way to get rid of the roads. We just don't pay the taxes on them.
Yeah. Big vicious circle.
Oh, that's a good circle.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. On here you'll see, and I've got it as another agenda item, but we'll discuss it now since it's part of the bills anyway, and that's that the insurance was paid. They put it all under Hanover, which it was not. They don't read. They don't pay any attention.
Where is this? Where am I?
It's on the register for Wells Fargo and Union Bank. They combined. I don't know how they did this. But anyway, they've got the check registers all combined in here.
What number are you on?
This is the first page. They all say page one. It's about the fourth page in. It says check register.
Wells and Union Bank check register.
Yeah. And what we have there is insurance, which ended up being more than what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be 4,000 and something, but it ended up being 6,000.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, so we shorted them 2,000, so they're going to...
Well, no, I made the payments. They had a few mistakes in their addition.
Oh.
That they found. Well, first off, they'd gone off the quote, and when the insurance company finally issued the policy, they raised the price.
Wow.
But anyway, we do have insurance. It's all paid. So
for
we've got
a year,
insurance,
right?
For the year, yep.
Okay, even though we aren't going to have a board, it's because we're going to be... Okay. Sounds good to me.
And we have a check here to the barn for $44.38.
Not that I know of.
Not that I know of either.
April 30th.
I haven't even, because I do want to turn
I just got to ask you, what the heck is that for?
Maybe we should go through that.
Yeah. Have to figure out what that is. Let's see if it's in the bank statements. We did get a few more payments in.
I'm turning that in. I never used it.
Jason paid all the back fees on.
So we got money in.
Oh, wow.
And
did the other guy too?
I tried to, you know, when I emailed him back, I let him know that, you know, well, I didn't tell him to let us know, but, you know, he could have easily asked to have anything waived that he wanted to, because technically he isn't responsible, but he paid them all, so he's being a good neighbor.
Can I ask how much they were?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I think it was a couple thousand, like 2,700 or something like that.
Okay.
Let's see.
It looks like you're running out of ink on one here.
Now they're kind of light because they're copies of copies.
Oh, okay. And I have lousy eyesight,
yeah,
so I have a good time. You know, I've got that macular degeneration. You need a lot of light to see.
Yeah.
Who would have a credit card to charge anything? I mean, I've got a.
I don't know why they put it under the barn. It has nothing to do with the barn. It's the payment to the credit card company.
Oh my God.
4438. Yeah, because it was last month's. We've got the statement in here for the credit card from March to April, and the payment is $44.38, which matches the bank account statement.
Yeah, that's what it says.
$44.38 that was paid to it. So it was the prior month's balance on the credit card.
Oh, okay.
Which is on auto pay. I don't know. I guess they just pick something since they don't know what it goes to.
Then you can figure it out. Yeah, this has never been activated. I never called. Never activated it.
So that's what that was. That was just the credit card payment, and the credit card pays the whatever incidentals that we put on it and the monthly for the phone.
Yeah. We might as well get rid of the phone.
Yeah.
Let the next board figure that out.
So anyway, that's what that was. That's all it was.
Good to find out, yeah. So we don't have any other bills.
Yeah, here's the actual insurance back here. It was $6,069.
Yeah.
But at least we have it.
Yeah.
And then we have $371 again for the workers' comp. That didn't change. And it's through a different company, but it still goes through the same Hanover. It's still Hanover.
Weird.
They're the ones writing workers' comp. But it's going through a different company now that we're buying it through. So
we could work on the
roads
if we wanted to.
Well, the other insurance companies are
wacko. We're covered. Everything's covered.
Yeah. And
the only thing I never did is I didn't put any coverage on the grader itself.
Yeah. While we're in that discussion, which we're not really, did we ever find if we could get any blacktop?
I never did. I just haven't had time.
Yeah.
And if I bought it, I wouldn't have time to spread it or do anything anyway.
Yeah.
Bill looking for
stuff? Yeah, Bill looked for stuff too, but.
And right now with the price of oil, I can tell you it's going to be at a premium.
Yeah,
oh,
right. And we're not going to get it. The roads are just going to go back to dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is.
Well, unless the people decide they're going to get off their lazy butts and decide to help.
That's right.
Well, the people I just named, John and Liam and
no, Gaylord, there's still a few, a handful.
And Bill
of us.
Wants to do it. I don't want to do it anymore. Yeah. It's just too hard for me now. I'm getting older too.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And I got to save the energy I've got for the heavy things that I have to do. So,
you know, it's crazy because by the time I get done with the dumb exercises in the morning, I'm pooped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you,
it's unbelievable.
The people that are young enough to have the energy don't want to do it.
That's right.
And it's us that want to do all these things, but we just don't have the energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, these people are willing to work, but nobody wants to lead it.
Right.
They want somebody else to lead it. I don't want to lead it.
Yeah.
You know, I was one of the getting people, and then Bill was telling us what to do, which was what I wanted him to do, so I keep him involved. And he still wants to be involved, but I don't. And he doesn't know that yet.
See, that's going to be another thing we're going to have to figure out between now and next month is what to do with the stuff. Like, I've got all these stop signs. Where do you put all this stuff?
In a hole.
Give it to the other company.
We can put the stop signs up, but it's not worth it anymore because we don't have a...
But where are we going to put all this stuff to store it?
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
I don't either.
Stick it inside the grader. No, the grader. I brought the grader instructions in case you do sell
it. If we had a small place, if we had a place that we could get away with it, well, I guess we could pick one of these cul-de-sacs where there isn't anybody and get a
small,
get a small container.
Have you been on Facebook lately? They've got Lowe's is going out of business. Not Lowe's going out of business. This contractor is, and he's got sheds. Or apparently he's. Anyway, we ordered we got 8x15s, but they have bigger and they have smaller for $69. And they haven't arrived yet. They're plastic, or one of them is. But they're real inexpensive, and they're on there. And they have smaller ones that are a lot less money. Yeah. So that might be a way.
Even with a sea container, the problem with it is somebody's going to break into it.
Well, sure they are.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but we need to do something. You can't. I'm sure the water company's not going to want to keep that stuff.
Not particularly, but I'm sure that they can. It could probably lay out here for a while before anybody notices it. But
yeah.
Still, we have to figure out what we're doing. That's just like the old fire department.
Well, the next board can do it.
Yeah.
But the fire department's the same boat. There's no board
or
anything.
Be a board.
So that corporation's defunct. So legally, you can't sell anything. You can't dispose. You can't do nothing.
So if we're going to do anything with this stuff, we need to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
In the next month. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, anybody want to approve the bills?
Yeah, I think we need to approve the bills. I will. Because it's the last
second.
Any opposed? Okay.
That's why we dated it. When we were going to resign, we dated it for tomorrow, so we could be a board to pay bills today.
Next item is update discussion on association insurance, which we just covered with the bills.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Update on and discussion on submitting claims to Kern County for excess proceeds from tax sale properties. I haven't had a chance to work on that, but I'll keep it on my to-do list and see if I can at least get it in there. Of course, they may be sending a check to a nonprofit that doesn't exist anymore by then, but because that's one of the things that I did send to Jason was that if we got anything back from the county on the excess proceeds, that we would let him know and he could get a refund. So, discussion, possible action on road repairs, street signs, et cetera, et cetera. And we pretty much already covered that.
Yeah,
nobody's got the energy. We've got a few volunteers, but not enough to put together a road crew.
Yep. I'm glad Bob's not here. He'd say, I'll do it, I'll do it. He's always volunteering, but he can't.
Oh, you know, that's what I didn't include in here. I never printed off the minutes from the last meeting and put in here. Oops.
That's all right. I've got them on my phone. On my phone, and I've got them on my computer. Because when they come in through in my and it goes all over the place. I'm like, everything I look at.
Okay.
It.
So that gets us to discussion, possible action on list of volunteer repair and maintenance crew, organization duties, job descriptions, and you said that Gaylord.
What's his last name? Gaylord.
Brubaker.
Yeah, Brubaker.
Wanted to be added to the list, so he is now added to our list of volunteers.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday at the mailbox, and he said, yeah, you still want to be on there. But I did tell him, I said, I don't think we're going to have a board much longer. So I just let him know because he...
Yeah, I ran into him the other day, and I mentioned to him that I was leaving the area. And
yeah. Well, I didn't want to... He wanted to be included, but I guess his wife must have passed away because he's got it. He said he has got more time.
Yeah, so he's looking for things to keep him
things
busy.
Things to do, yeah.
Discussion, possible action to continue use of volunteer labor, use of licensed contractors, etc. And I don't think there's any action there either.
No action.
You know, that might be something if you run into Gaylord again, just mention to him that maybe he wants to be on the board.
Yeah.
You know, maybe him and a few other people, you can get a few people interested.
If he can get people interested, yeah.
Yeah. It's just that we've done it too long. Well, I won't be here, so I can't. Okay, update and discussion on progress with CAHOA. They've actually been getting better, more responsive. I think since I'm assuming he closed his office since everything goes to his home now.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he closed his office, so I think he has more time to work on our stuff.
Boy, is he in for a shock.
Yeah. Well, I kind of prepared him already.
Okay.
But they are getting better.
Yeah, we already discussed. I do want to get rid of the grader. I for one,
yeah,
got my name on there. So.
Well,
get rid of what?
The grader.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I can do at our, and we can talk to, what's his name?
Mike?
Sweeney. Jim Sweeney at our next board meeting for the water district and see if Caterpillar wants to market it for us.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would say if we don't get a board at the next meeting, that before we all resign, we send that thing to the auction. And just whatever it gets goes into the account and then it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It'll cost us for the transportation of it to the auction, but that'll come out of the proceeds.
Yeah.
And then it'd just be a matter of whatever comes in. If we take a loss, we take a loss. But if people aren't going to do anything with it, then...
Yeah, just sitting there doesn't help anything.
You know, I didn't say anything. Tyler came and did the horses yesterday, and my sure. And I didn't even mention it yesterday to him. Because he was the one that was interested.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't...
You don't want to push it.
I know he was interested in it, but... I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, but we can ask him if he thinks they would want to market it for us, because they'd probably they'd probably get more money for it, but they'd probably also take a bigger cut too.
I don't care. We're already paid for it, whatever we.
Okay, well, we will ask, and if nothing else, then at the next board meeting, before the board resigns, we'll have to figure out what we're going to do to dispose of it. We can send it to the auction.
I think that's. It may have to do that.
Yep.
If you talk to, but the Hill, the other HOAs, somebody else might want it.
None of those are functional, I don't think, anymore.
Really?
No, this one has been defunct for years. They haven't collected dues in 20 years.
I don't mean here. I mean in.
Oh, whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Talk to them.
Yeah, they may be interested.
Yeah, I think they might be.
They're actually a CSD, Mountain Meadows.
Yeah, Mountain Meadows. That's the one I was thinking of, but I couldn't remember the name of it.
Okay. I'll see if I can contact them and see if they're interested in it. I'll just tell them what we paid for it and tell them if they want it. And that's close enough, they could drive it over there.
Yeah, and that's a good price for them, because it should go for over $50,000. And I think we paid 42.
Something, 44 or something like that by the time it got here.
You might start it at 50, and I don't care if we get a profit or not.
I would just tell them, take it for what we paid.
Yeah.
Make us whole there, then they can have it.
Yeah.
And
otherwise, they wind up paying more.
That might be a good deal for them. I don't know what kind of budget they have, but that might be... And maybe they want to make us an offer. If they can't afford to pay it all at once, maybe they want to pay it over a couple of years. And, we could discuss that at the next meeting.
Right. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you get time to do that, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'll check with them on that.
Mountain Meadows.
Yep.
Where is that located?
They're on Highline.
Oh, okay.
All
they
those
can
properties
really
above
use it.
Highline.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that gets us to update and discussion on disseminating annual statement. I haven't got it sent out yet. We're past our 30 days that we have to send it out. We have to send it out 30 days before the end of our fiscal year, which is the end of June. So we didn't make that deadline. But we'll get it out, and it just means we can't raise the dues next year. We probably won't be here to raise them anyway.
Doesn't matter.
At least we can't do it without putting it to a vote.
If you get one written out, then I can take it up and have it printed.
I've got them. I have to print them. I needed to go back through it and make, because I did it a year ago, I haven't updated it. I need to update it. Get it as current as I can, and then we can print it and mail it out.
I don't want to activate that card.
I'll see if I can get it done, and we can get them all printed and everything, and get them all out along with the newsletter. get it all in one envelope and send it all out.
Right, yeah.
And here you go. And that's
now,
the next thing.
Now I need to hold on to those stamps and envelopes.
That's the next thing on the agenda is the spring newsletter, so the two kind of go together.
Go together.
But I'll see if I can get them printed and get them ready to go in the next week or so.
Okay.
And I'll let you guys know and we can put them together and mail them.
Yeah, we can put those, we can stuff them.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to print them all out?
Hmm?
Are you going to print them all out?
Probably.
Okay.
The worst it'll do is burn up all my ink again, but...
Well, charge it. Charge it to the HOA and let them pay you for the ink.
It's not that much money.
Doesn't matter.
The problem I'm having is, can't buy the stuff anymore.
You can't get it.
HP, again... sent out an update to all the printers,
yeah.
And now it won't accept the aftermarket printer cartridges again. You have
That's
to buy
right.
them from HP.
That's
oh.
right.
I
That's
ran
right.
into that when we were doing the consumer conference report here, because it did this printer too.
And this printer
is $300 a cartridge times four cartridges.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And my printer, they don't make that printer anymore, but they won't let anybody else sell it, so I have to buy it from them.
Yep.
And the older cartridge is more expensive than the newer
yep.
ones.
Yeah, that printer in there is
$1,200
for a set of cartridges.
I'm not going to spend money for another printer.
It's crazy.
It is.
And I can get them, the Chinese ones are $60 a piece.
Yeah.
And they work just as good.
Yeah.
But
jeez.
Yeah, and they just come out with them that have the computer chip and everything in them, and that's when HP sent out the thing and all the chips don't work anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was livid.
Well, everybody.
I will never buy an HP anything ever.
Yeah.
Never.
I always thought HP was good.
They're crooks.
I did too.
They are.
They're good. They're crooks.
But all of them are.
They are literally crooks.
Yeah, I don't know who you're going to find that's not a crook. I can't find anybody that's. that are honest people. Every time you turn around about something, you find out they're...
Yeah. So I'll never buy another HP product.
No, we won't either.
And I like their... I love their printers, but yeah. I'll never buy another one.
Yeah. I've got two of them.
Yeah, I like the one I got. It's a little one. It's a little Envy printer. I love it. But...
No good anymore.
I can still get it.
Yeah.
I can get their ink, but... Yeah.
Any requests for future agenda items? For next month?
Just the answers to getting rid of that darn grader.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn?
Yep.
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 Unanimous.
Okay. Next meeting is July 9th, and shortly thereafter, one way or another, we'll either be replaced or we'll resign.
Probably Carl.
Hopefully, we can get some people to show up and we can replace ourselves.
Yeah, that would be nice.